Okay, I just like to say it is 11:01 here tonight, which will soon be Saturday morning. This is Terry McKeithen. I'm here at the table, snack for the night. I know some of you have overdone it, but I want to give you some spiritual food tonight, some soul food, as I said, here at the table. I do want y'all to come in and let me welcome you. I welcome each and every one of you to come in and listen. In the background, you hear my husband. He's munching. He's having his little midnight snack. So while he's having his little midnight snack, I'm going to just give y'all a little something to snack on too. But I'm going to give you something that's good and you can taste and see. Oh, that the Lord is good. I'm telling you tonight, if you would just take time to just to magnify him and just to glorify him and tell of his goodness tonight. He's good all the time, and yet and still some of us may already have went to sleep. But just know that he has angels watching over us. And tonight, as I say, I just want to give you a little something, a little nugget, a little something to, you know, to enhance you tonight. Once again, it is Friday night at 11:02. It is May the first, 2020. I keep wanting to put that May the 20th. I don't know what's going on for May the 20th, but it just keeps coming in my spirit tonight. But anyway, like I said, I hope you guys, some of you are listening, you know, you're trying to get to sleep. I just want to say that my spirit is very well alert tonight. So I just want y'all to know that I'm here to give you what the Lord is giving to me tonight. And he's just telling me tonight for you all to learn how to rest in him. Just learn how to put your trust in him and just learn how to relax. I mean, he's telling you to rest in him. You know, he said he even made the world, and when he made the world, he created, you know, the heavens and the earth, and he brought about the sea, and he began to move things. He even made man. So in the beginning, God created all of these things. Now that we're able to enjoy, even though man has taken credit for a lot of things, it was not for the Lord, would we all be. We know that children, they are born. It's God's gift. Children are a gift from the Lord. But a lot of us, we have a ceremony. Once we have a child, we give it back up to the Lord. Some of us, we don't do that as a traditional thing. As some do it as a ritual, some do it as a religious thing. But we know that children are of the Lord tonight. So I do want y'all to just take time, and if you want to just relax and just lay back and just meditate on the Word of God tonight. And once again, I just want to say that I'm here to give you that bread of life, bread from heaven, and want you all to enjoy it tonight. Oh, sweet. It is so sweet to know Jesus. He is the sweetest name. It is the sweetest name. And I know the name of Jesus, the sweetest name that I know. So I want y'all to just think about his goodness tonight. Just begin to think about where you was at this time last year. You know, you can even think about where you was at last week. But even thinking about it, he said, forget about those things which are behind you and press towards the mark of the high calling. We want to press on tonight. We want our spirit, man. We want to be revived and refreshed. You know, we want to have a revival with our soul tonight. We want to be led under the Holy Spirit. We want to be fed. I mean, he will lead and guide us into all truth. And that's what we want tonight. We want the truth. You know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. No man can even try to enter into the doors. And if they do, they got to come through him. He said, in any other way, it's like you're a thief. He said, a thief. And we know a thief is a thief. And there's a difference between a thief and a robber. A thief is someone that comes and takes things when you are not looking. But a robber is one who will take right there while you are watching them. They'll rob you blind, as they say. But it's just a saying. And so we have to learn to watch what we say and be careful what we say. And we are peculiar people tonight. I want to say that my broadcast tonight. I'm Terry McKeeson. I'm here to bring you the word, and the word of God is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life because he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And I just know that he spoke the word, and things became in place. Things became into existence. And I thank God because tonight I know his word is a lamp unto my feet. It is a path of righteousness that we are trying to be on that road to follow tonight. So you all that are listening, as you're coming into at the table tonight, I'm here to just sit back with you, just take off your shoes. I mean, you're already in the bed, maybe you got on your pajamas, your PJs, and you're just sitting there. Some of you, you know, becoming restless, and I have to say, yeah, some of us among the young and the restless. But if we're too restless tonight, get your word out tonight. I'm gonna bring some a few scriptures out tonight. You know, I'm coming at you tonight, and to give you hope, to let you know that he is that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. So tonight, I'm hoping that something I said tonight may have encouraged you to read your Bible tonight. Maybe it might have been something I said through a scripture. You know, you might want to find out what a scripture is or what I was saying, you know, as I was talking tonight. Like I said, now you might hear some snow in the background, but of course it is my husband snow in the background. You know, so he is tired. You know, he's had a long day. He's an early riser. But nevertheless, I thank God, for God is with him and covering him. So at this time, I'm going to pause and I'm going to come back. Because I did, like I said, I'm going to bring y'all some scriptures. And even more, I want y'all to know how also to slay your giants in your life. I want y'all to know how to fight that demon. Sometimes it's trying to keep you up. It's nothing but a test. You need to find that Bible, take it off that shelf, dust it off, begin to read the Word of God. I'm going to read a little bit tonight as I pause. So, okay, I'm going to be back with you guys. Well, good evening to all you podcast listening. This is Terry McKeeson here at Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeeson 2, the number 2. If you would like to comment or leave me a message, you can feel free and download this app. If you also would like to, you can also come in and be a podcaster and create your own shows and different things of interest that you would like to share with others. Also, you can get paid for doing it. It's fun, and they have everything you need. Just download that app. I think you will enjoy it. And sit down and create something that has been staring in your spirit, man, and your soul. But anyway, I do want to say I'm Terry McKeeson. It is May the 18th. It is Monday. This is a special day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I do want to say we thank God for another day. We should always rejoice in the Lord. I say the Word of God lets us know today. I'm inviting y'all to come to my Soul Cafe here. I'm Lady T here at the kitchen, at the table. But I'm inviting you to come into my cafe and spend some time with the Lord. And he's here. He is my host here in my cafe. He is the one. So I do want to honor him and give him the glory. I do say hallelujah, hallelujah unto the Father. Amen unto the Son of the Father. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Yes, the true and living bread, the bread of life. Hey, he has come into the cafe today. And he is the superstar. And he is a great physician. And then not only is he a great physician, but he is a great lawyer. Not only is he a great lawyer, but he is a lily in the valley. Not only is he a lily, but he'll be that bright and morning star for you, my sisters and my brothers. As you come on in and stay a while. I'm cooking up something special for each and every one of you. I got a lot of love in here going on. I got some joy and some happiness. I got some recipes. I even got some
You know, I just want you to come in and eat up. Just come in and sit down and feast here at the table. Oh, yeah, here on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeith, the number 2. Like I said, you can leave me a message. You might want to talk. You might want to just have me praying for you or your family. However the Lord leads you, whatever you need me to do to be that blessing, that blessed one to encourage your hearts. And to be motivated to do what God would have you to do. Because serving is a part of God. He was a servant. And he said the servant is not greater than the master is not greater than the servant. Because he said, I come to be served. And I'm like, wow. He humbled himself even at the time of death. Just like a sheep. He humbled himself and became the Lamb of life for us. Now behold the Lamb. Hallelujah, who carried away all of our sins. Hallelujah, who paid a price for us. Hallelujah. And now we can ask him anything in his precious name. Once we have become his children, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and then seek my face and turn from the wicked, he said he'll heal this land. So we are being held accountable for what's going on. And we don't want the blood to be on our hand. We don't want people to be sin sick. And it is a sickness going on. Other than what they're calling this virus. But now we have people that are sick in sin. So we just pray today as you come to the cafe that you'll be willing to put your prayer request in. He said, let your request be made known. Maybe you want to pray for a family member. Maybe you just want me to keep them lifted up. Maybe you needing something from God. And sometimes you feel like, well, God is not listening to your prayers, but God hears our prayers. You know, it's just if we trust him enough to obey and answer those prayers. If we're willing to wait on him, sometimes we get anxious and we don't wait on God. Like when I can say the two got in trouble, Abraham and Sarah, they really made a mess of things. Sarah had to go and try to do things herself and fix it her way. And we just had that faith to trust. And without faith, it is definitely impossible to feed. It is impossible to please him. So here at the Soul Cafe, I'm Terry McKeith, and I'm asking you to come join me here at the table. And I'm just looking forward to you listeners giving me some feedback and letting me know how you feel about the podcast. And truly, God will truly continue to bless you all. I'm asking that God will continue to give you a double portion, like a double cheeseburger or a double something, another. But imagine a double for your trouble. So you all be blessed. Look forward to talking to you later on here at Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2.